Parkway in my automobile, trying to get back to my pappy's corn liquor steal. Soon as I crossed that Buncombe County line, something in the air blew my podcast up high. It was the wisdom from the chicks in the city sticks, and I knew right then it was gonna be my fix. No need for white lightning to get my start. It's hey Lord. Up on Weird Mountain, even getting their kicks, jamming on the porch, just a hitting mash, stirring up the pot, that's what they do best, and dish it out till there ain't none left. W-R-D, yeah, you know what I mean. No, it's not strange. Filled up a jug and had to hit the trail. Gotta get back to the cottage in the Mashville woods, to the Weird Mountain Gal's neighborhood. W-R-D, yeah, you know what I mean. It's not strange, take it from me. W-R-D, come and listen and see. Weird Mountain Gal's on the W-R-D. It's that weird.
Do you consider yourself normal? Then this is not the show for you. Please go somewhere else. This is WYRD. If it's getting weird, it's got to be the Weird Mountain Gals show. You're listening to Byron and Alicia, the Weird Mountain Gals.
And normal wasn't that good. Mm-mm. We were just used to it. Yeah, I mean, we spent literally years not knowing if being uncautious about one thing would give us a disease that would kill us.
Yeah.
We just didn't, we lived with that uncertainty.
Right.
You could even stay at home. I mean, what we were being told, now I don't know the validity of it, but we're being told even your mail was dangerous.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So if you decided to stay at home, then you better open your mail outside, or you better wear gloves or whatever that was. So there was no sense of any kind of safety. There's no, you couldn't do the sensible thing and still be guaranteed that you would be okay.
Right.
And that's the truth of it.
That is the truth. There's a whole contingency of people who felt like they had to put themselves at risk for one to get food or to have a paycheck. And
yeah.
So people who had an underlying kind of paranoia or a scared kind of feeling, it really became exacerbated during this very real event. And so even people who are all about conspiracy and this was done by this, done by that one, you can't say it didn't exist. And you can't say that even if it was in everybody's mind and it didn't exist, it still had a huge impact.
Hell
but
yeah.
The truth is it was worse than that. It had, I mean, yeah. There were people who died and we should never forget that.
Well, and there were people who are living today who had people die and they couldn't be with them. And I talked
Yeah.
to some of those people this weekend in that grief class who came up and said, I still can't get over that my mother, whom I loved and worshiped, died without me because they would not let me in. And they all said, I would have gone in. I would have risked it, but they
Yeah.
wouldn't let me in. They wouldn't let me in.
That was
Yeah.
hard. There's so
It
much
was
hard
hard.
stuff. I've
Well,
and people.
and my cousin that I'm, that I love very much, she and her husband got COVID, I think again, a few weeks ago. And I just thought yesterday, maybe, I just thought I'd better check in and see how they were feeling. And she said, well, until yesterday, we were feeling good. Now we've got it again. So
Whoa.
it came, it went, and then they had a recurrence. And they've not been anywhere, so they didn't get it again. They still have it. So they had,
Oh.
I guess, something like remission, maybe. That's probably not the
Yeah.
right word.
That's
And then it took,
happened. Yeah.
and then it came back.
That I've heard of that happening. I have a friend who got it, and as it was going away, got it again and ended up having an infusion because of it.
Oof. Yeah.
I know. And just anyway. So I'm going to change the subject.
Let's do it.
Have you, do you, mon do you, I know you watch television that's just live channel television. Do you record
Well,
any of it?
no, I don't. I mean, Joe
Okay.
has this cockamamie set up where he records things sometimes, but it's I don't do it. No. Why? Why do you ask?
Well, so I use YouTube television because I'm frequently in a different place. You know, if I'm in mom's living room, I can log in, and it allows you to save as much stuff as you want. You can schedule it. So I have it scheduled to save all of the late night stuff. And as I get a chance, I will watch the monologues.
I know you love those.
Oh my God, Byron. I laughed until tears were running down my face yesterday. And but some of them were sad, but I still, most of them were just hilarious. These people, they're, you know, these comedians are really bellwethers
They
because
really
they're
are.
saying
That's
the
very true.
thing. Yeah. And they're saying it in a funny way, but they're saying what people are thinking. And they're also informing people.
That
But
is so fun. And you laugh till
I don't
you
repeat
wet, huh?
That's part of it too. Yeah, I wish you could one of these times I'll have to log in and let you see some of this because some of it, these guys are just, and why not? If I was a comedian right now, it writes itself. I mean, they
Well,
don't even hardly have to do anything except decide which subject to talk about.
and comedians traditionally and historically, I mean, think about the old court jesters. Comedians can say things that other people can't say.
Yeah.
They can say it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know that they hate each other.
Oh, big time. Well, did you see the Academy Awards?
Yes. I
Yeah,
didn't watch them live,
that
but
was hilarious. Oh,
yeah.
look at this. Let me read this tweet out. Guess who that's from?
Isn't
No, I mean, there have been
it past
some.
your jail time? Isn't that what he said?
Exactly. Isn't it past your jail time? I mean, some comedians, I mean, Dave Chappelle gets canceled periodically, and a handful of others, they just go. But we grew up in the era where comedians, I mean, they said the inflammatory stuff, and they said it on purpose.
Yes,
It wasn't an accidental thing.
Richard Pryor comes to mind when you say
That's
that.
exactly who I was thinking of, was
Was
Richard
it?
Pryor.
Yeah, Richard Pryor started it for me. And then I
Yeah.
think George Carlin said some pretty inflammatory in his day. Not that I
Oh yeah.
disagree. I'm just
Oh
saying
yeah.
pretty raw there for a while. And then you went on it to Sam Kinison. And isn't he the one he, now he's dead as well, but I think he would stand there and yell. He would just stand there and scream his
Yes.
dog. And he did a great job. And I would never want to imitate that. It would kill your voice. And then you got the offensive ones. There was that one guy who would swagger around and he was like, "Hey, baby, I'm a blah, blah, blah." That guy. You know who I'm talking about. I can't tell you his name right now. And
I can't remember his name either.
He doesn't deserve
it. And Ricky Gervais. I mean, he was always just saying it.
Really? I see. I've never listened to him.
Years ago, it was all about religion because he's an atheist. People get mad at him all the time, but and he is an equal opportunity insulter.
Oh,
but he insults people. He insults different positions, and so that people realize, you know, what did he just say? Oh, do I really secretly think that all the time? Maybe I do. That's
Well,
crazy.
I guess that's his mission. Back to the dream thing. I remembered something else just a minute ago, if you don't mind. Has this ever happened to you? Because this is not just the dream thing for me, but have you ever been in a crowd or out in the city and you hear these background noises? And they do, they fade into the background and they're like a hum, just quietly back there. Could be traffic and, you know, people talking or whatever, and you're just kind of in the middle of it. Have you ever noticed that? A lot. If you're alone, it could be you and the washing machine and the furnace and the whatever that comes on, and it's just kind of a sound, or the guy outside with his lawnmower. Now this is gonna sound crazy, okay? But have you ever listened to that sound because you think you've heard voices in the background of it?
Yes.
And that, I think it happens to a lot of people, but anybody out there who has not tried that, let me recommend that. It's a way to kind of, well, what's a good word for it? Relax. I mean, you don't want to do that when you're driving.
Well, and I don't find it very relaxing. It's like voices. Oh,
well, yeah.
Lord.
To me, it sounds like, well, you know, okay, you're right about that. You're right.
Well,
no, it's not always a happy thing.
I was at the thrift store yesterday. You know, we go to Hopi, and then we go to that little thrift store just about every Wednesday of the world.
Yeah.
I was in there, and I was looking at something on a shelf, and I distinctly heard, "Byron." And I looked up, and I looked around. Nobody. Nobody was looking in my direction. Nobody there knew me except for Joe. And I just went, "Well, it's your brain. You know, you got this toothache."
They say don't answer.
Bad. And I went
that's...
on another maybe 30 seconds, something like that. And I heard this insistent, "Byron." And I looked up again and looked all around, and I just shook my head like, "You ain't talking to me. I don't know who you're talking to, but you ain't talking to me. Because I ain't got time for your stuff right now."
That
Whoever
happens.
you are.
Yeah, that happens. That's a known phenomena. And the other one is, and it'll happen to people when they're falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear their name. And the other one is hearing a knock at the door. And they say, don't answer it. Don't. To me, I always have a feeling of, do not let that, whatever is calling that your name, don't let that in with you. That's the way I always feel. So whenever something like that happens, I always shut that door, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. It was like, oh, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, there have been times when that has happened, and I've been able to just ground myself, put some shields up, and just sit there and go, what are you trying to tell me? Because sometimes it has been my ancestors. But they generally don't call me by name. They generally, I feel their presence. And then they will say something that, I mean, it's not a tangible word, but it's something that feels like beloved.
Yeah.
or honey, honey feels honey, something like that. But they don't. I'm uncomfortable with other beings using my name.
Right, and you know, I always feel like names have power.
They do have power,
and I so I'm just weird about it. But and you are too. But
we're weird.
Yeah. Can you say? But in my opinion, that's how I've always treated it. And stuff like that happens to me when I'm falling asleep mostly, or when I'm not paying attention and I've got my thoughts. Say I'm washing dishes and listening to a podcast. Yeah. Or something. And as far as but I do notice that phenomenon of the voices that are kind of under the background noise. And I guess that makes me crazy.
No, it makes you clairaudient. Maybe.
Well, you know, when we first bought the house in Hendersonville, or the house.
Yeah.
And we went through a solid year of crazy phenomena, just stuff that is just way out there stuff. And the only time I talk about an event is if I had somebody there with me who can verify it. So there was one time that there was a lot of audio kind of events. And there was one time that I remember walking up the sidewalk towards the front door. And then there's about four or five steps on a porch to walk up to get to the front door. And we clearly, the closer we got to the front door, the more clearly we could hear the voices. There's a couple of voices. The person with me is totally not a believer in any of this stuff, but completely heard the voices. And I said, did you leave a radio on? No. How about or a TV on or something? No, didn't leave anything on. The voices, the second I touched the doorknob, the voices ceased. They just stopped. Yep. And that was freaky because it was so clear. And it was right out in the open in the daytime. We've been grocery shopping. And I remember one time when the neighbors, who are, I don't know distances, but they're maybe 50 feet away, 60 feet away, right? Let's say. No, let's say 100 feet away, whatever. They came up and introduced themselves and said that they were so happy to hear that I played the organ, that Mr. Capps used to sit there at the window and he would play the organ for him. And they said that I sounded exactly like Mr. Capps. And I said, well, thank you, but I don't have any keyboards set up right now. There were no keyboards set up in the house. They were hearing something that wasn't existing in my house. So a lot of audio stuff like that. And a lot of times I've heard the knock on the door or the name, and it's just, you know. So that's crazy stuff, probably for the weirdlings. I wonder if anybody else has ever experienced anything like that.
Well, I know they can let us know. That'd be good.
That would be good. I'd love to hear from some folks and maybe, you know, maybe interview them or at least talk with them and see, just see what their experiences are.
I was shaking my head. Y'all can't see, but I was shaking my head.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy in the world.
It is. And if you're in the grocery store or something, sometimes you'll see a person who's got a haunted look in their eyes, and it makes you wonder if what's happened in their life. Give them that look. If they've been through a lot of
stuff. It does. And sometimes those people, I'm pretty sure, aren't people.
Yeah.
You know,
that's another one of those
people, and there's like an odd aura around them.
Yeah.
And they look a little lost.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just look at them and think, "You did you slide out of another dimension into here, accidental like, and here you are at the, at the Piggly Wiggly, and you're trying to figure out why there are sausages, trying to figure out what that is, and you're
Yeah.
looking around at all these people, and they never have, like weird period clothing or anything like that, but
No.
they also their clothes look a little odd." Like they, like when a toddler insists that they get to get dressed to go somewhere, and they wear green pants and they wear a bikini top and rubber boots and I don't know,
And a
snow
cowboy
hat. I don't
hat.
know. Yeah, exactly. They kind of look like that, like they got dressed in the dark. Yeah, it's interesting.
I've never thought to look at something like that. And I've never, something like that is, those people that you just described have never jumped out at me, so to speak, or stood out. I've noticed the ones with the kind of haunted look. And before, and you know who would be an interesting person to talk to about that subject is our friend Brittany.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
Yeah, she's got a very well-developed inner philosophy about it, and she explained it to me one time, and I thought, wow, that's the kind of thing that I could go sit on an island for a while and contemplate.
Yeah, no
Because
kidding.
just give that one to the AI and see what they come up with
Oh
that.
Lord.
I know, I know.
They'll
I should.
come up with something, all right, and maybe it'll be a plagiarized book.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I've seen so many graphics and so many videos that are obviously AI, highly creative, and almost impossible to tell. And it makes me wonder how much stuff is slipping by me that I haven't
Yeah, that I
noticed.
don't see exactly, because
Yeah,
I mean
and
I'm not very adept or learned about that. Yes,
okay.
if it's a portrait of somebody that's got six fingers on each hand, I may notice that, but I may not.
Yeah, it depends. And so I don't really know. I'm just, they're building AI into software that you buy. You used to
Yeah.
buy graphics programs, and
Yeah.
now what you do is you pay a subscription fee to be allowed to use graphics tools. They're online, and they already have an AI built into the back of them.
Yep.
I mean, everything you do, and it's done deal. So we don't even have to go into it anymore. I didn't want to talk about it.
I know we're not going to talk about it because we have been on here for a while, young'un, and it's
Yeah, we
probably
have.
time for us to get on with the day.
Yeah,
I got to
it
go
is.
pay my fuel bill. They delivered some nice fuel to my house in April.
Oh my.
So, yeah, I'm on a keep fill program, So they're going to
Yes.
keep me filled. So I
Well,
need
okay.
to go pay that. I need to go take some books up to Malaprops and, scooter poop around, get some stuff done before I leave town again next Tuesday.
And tell us where you're going.
I am going to the Pagan Unity Festival that is kind of between Nashville and Memphis. So I'll be hitting the road on 40 and just keep going until I have to stop.
And you're going to be there for how long?
I'm going to be there till the following Sunday. So I
Oh.
will be back for Eclipse Day. No, Eclipse Day is this coming Monday. So I will
Yeah.
be back and then I go up to Appalachian State. I'm doing a talk up there that week and then I'm having a root canal. It's going to be a great April.
Woohoo!
Golly.
Enjoy, enjoy.
Oh, well,
Well,
I tell you what, and I've said this to everybody, I've had trouble with my teeth since I was 10 years old. And this is just more trouble with my teeth. So, I mean, all I can do is be grateful that I've got a very, very good dentist and that I've got the money to pay whatever my insurance won't pay to get this done. And it
yeah.
means that my jaw will quit hurting. And
Yeah,
that's all I care about. Except for
that's
the
important.
irony of, I had a root canal when I was in my, I think probably in my tw early 20s. And my current dentist's daddy
did that root canal. So when he had this sad look and he said, well, I think it's going to have a root canal. I said, you know what? You want to know what's funny? And he looked at me kind of funny. And I said, I had one of those ones before and your dad did it. It's this tooth right here. And he said, well, the tooth is still in there. I guess my dad did a good job.
That's funny, but that's cool. I love that
stuff.
Yeah,
it's a cool practice. I love those folks so much.
That's awesome.
They're the ones that when my daughter was little,
yeah,
I wanted to make sure she wasn't afraid of dentists because my brother was terrified of dentists. And she would come when I was getting my teeth cleaned and she would stand at the bottom of the chair and hold on to my feet and watch what they were doing. And the hygienist would explain to her, who was still my hygienist, by the way, would explain to her, now what I'm doing is I'm scraping the gunk off your mama's teeth. It was great. And so
that does sound great.
And my daughter has not had any fear of dentists since then because she, you know, she got introduced to it as not something scary like, oh, honey, I'm so sorry you got to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
It was like, this is one of the things we do to keep our teeth good.
I'm terrified of them.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's okay. And I'll tell you that story later. You don't want to hear it really honest. So supper, what is on your list?
You know, I have not even thought about it, but I got 3 beautiful yellow crookneck squash yesterday at the grocery store. So that will feature, but I'm not sure what else.
Wow. Well, that sounds good. I don't know what it'll be. I made 2 terrible meals in a row. Yuck. Not doing
what?
That. Well, it just goes to show I shouldn't try and cook stuff for that I don't like just because somebody else likes it. One of them was a meatloaf. It was just disgusting. I'm sorry, but bleh, it was a loser. It was bland.
Do you not like meatloaf?
No, I don't. It just depends
on. That's the reason then.
Yeah. And then the other one was, I baked them, but they were supposed to be country fried kind of pork loins. You know, I breaded the pork loins and then I baked it. And it's like, yeah. Oh man, that stuff that I breaded it in was just, it was, I don't know. It had a whang to it. And it was just, I don't know. And I just did not care for those 2 meals. And I thought, well, it's because I don't eat like that anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
I never really did eat like that much. I never cooked that way ever. So I'm going to go back and cook something I know how to do tonight. Maybe I'm actually thinking about doing sandwiches, like a tuna grilled tuna melts.
You are the sandwich queen. You love sandwiches.
I do.
I know it.
So that's, it's easy and it's fast and and it's still the right amount of carbs and all that stuff. So
I tell you what I love is I love to fry up chopped up carrot, celery, and onion. Just fry it all up, and then maybe I'll toss some broccoli in or something else. Mm. But I can eat a whole pan of that.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. It's, not got a lot of carbs.
Ooh, that sounds good.
But it's got a lot of nutrition in it. And sometimes I'll throw some meat in there. Sometimes I'll even throw in a handful of raisins, because that makes it good, too.
Mm. Yes,
so maybe I'll make that tonight. I got some beautiful celery over to the Aldi.
I hope you can eat that way. I hope you can eat that way with the vegetables and stuff, because that's really sounds good. And it's like you can go in your refrigerator and just say, okay, I've got this and this and this, and just saute it up.
I know, and that's kind of the way I cook, to be honest. It's like, what's down here? What frozen vegetables do I have? And I got like 2 gallons of olive oil down here. So I just slather the pan full, start chopping and frying, and it's good. Well, I mean, it ain't really frying, it's sauteing. So it's a little bit different, but still hot and yummy.
I still would rather have our cooking, home cooking than anything. I just wish we didn't have to put any effort into it, that I could just go wrinkle my nose like Samantha.
I like the chopping, and I like the scraping the skin off, and if I scrape, I don't always do that, but I love all that.
I do sometimes. I do sometimes.
I'm a cooker from way back.
You're a cooker from way back.
I'm a cooker from way back. I asked my friend this weekend, who used to be a professional cook. I said, "Have you seen The Bear, that TV show, The Bear?" And he said, "No, I haven't really yet." And I said, "Don't, because if you ever worked in a restaurant, it will give you PTSD. I promise you." And he said,
Why?
"Okay, oh, because it's all from the back end of the restaurant, and it's all the trauma and drama and oh my God, table four needs dinner rolls, all that stuff." When, I'm sorry, but it's just supper. And yeah, I may be paying because if I live in Asheville, North Carolina, so if I'm having supper out, I'm paying a big price for it,
Yeah.
unless I go to a Mexican restaurant, and then it's going to be delicious and affordable. Anyway, that's my caveat. Yes, so you're paying to get supper, but it's just supper. It ain't peace on earth, and it ain't poor children starving. It's just supper.
Yeah.
So I just can't get stressed about that. Sorry. And it's all the drama of, oh, but what if this falls out of solution? Well, do it a different way. Who the hell cares?
Yeah.
It's just supper or lunch or breakfast. It's just one meal out of your whole life. And if you are so damn privileged that you're gonna be pissy about that, I got nothing for you, bougie boys.
Yeah, you got nothing. We've nothing in common. So,
Nope, not at all.
but if you're that lucky, don't be cruel. Don't be mean to people.
No. And I mean, I do know from working as a cook that if something is not good, we would rather have the customer tell us so we can fix it
Yeah.
than go away and not eat it and tell everybody how awful it was. Because, yeah, sometimes the fish isn't quite the way you like it. It's overcooked or something else is not the way you like it. Tell your server, this is not what I wanted. Thank you. And send it back.
Yeah.
A
Yeah.
restaurant where you're going to pay high dollar is going to want to hear that.
Yeah.
They
Well,
said,
you know
I
why
wanted
people
this.
don't? Because they're afraid the cook will do something to their food.
Right. Or somebody will spit on it or whatever.
Right. And
But
I believe that that could happen.
of course it can, because I've worked in a kitchen.
Yep.
Yeah. Worked in a couple of kitchens. Anyway, we were saying goodbye 10, 15 minutes ago. So,
Yeah.
supper will be something, and your supper will be more delicious than your recent suppers.
Oh gosh, yeah, let's hope. And see, I'll just have some soup and a sandwich and not have to worry about it. And it'll still taste good. Yep. So
Yeah,
there
that
you
sounds
have it.
great.
All right.
Very good. I'll see you
Well,
later.
yep.
Y'all, thank you for sticking with us a little bit longer. I
Yeah.
hear from Alicia that we may be on video soon, so I'm gonna have to, unscruff myself.
Well, we're already on YouTube and on video, but the video just looks like our logo and the transcription flows underneath it. So, but we can, I'm pretty sure that we can run video up to it. But right now, for y'all who don't know, we do have a YouTube channel. So if you're getting most of your stuff on YouTube and then you have to do something special to get ours, you can find us just WYRD Mountain Gals, and we're up there on YouTube. So just let us know if you have a YouTube problem with it, or if there's anything we need to do to make it easier for y'all.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
Perfect.
All right, then.
All
Everybody
right
take
then.
care. And weirdlings, thank you for everything. And
Oh,
you'll get through it, y'all. You will.
you will. And
Yeah.
Ilsa, we love you. Yep.
Yes.
Sonia, ditto. John
Yes.
Tree, ditto, John Tree. Everybody. And it's probably time for us to do a Zoom with
I
them.
miss them. Yeah. It is time.
I want to see their faces.
Yeah.
Supper time Zoom.
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
Okay.
See you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thank you for spending your time with us here at Weird Mountain Gals. We sure do appreciate it. You know, I know time is the most important thing we have, so I promise that if you take your time to listen to us, we'll take our time to continue to be weird. Many thanks to Sunslice Records for all the help. We couldn't do it without you, Craig. Check out our social media for information, community, or a few laughs. WYRD Mountain Gals.